Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, JD. So this week we're coming off the back of a bit of a sad news story with the Titan submarine that's imploded. So the Titan was going down to explore the Titanic, which we've got some facts about actually.
Yeah, so the Titanic left Southampton's White Star Dock on Wednesday the 10th April 1912, shortly after 12 noon. Unfortunately, 2 days into its journey, shortly after midnight on April 14th, so that's just 2 days, struck an iceberg 1,300 miles northeast of New York and sank in just 2 hours and 40 minutes. So there was going down to view the Titanic because a lot of people think by 2030, due to bacteria that's eaten away at the Titanic's metal, it won't last much longer. They reckon by 2030 it could vanish.
But it's quite interesting, really, because it's been down there for over 100 years. So it's lasted quite long. On the other hand, you think of all these pirate ships and the lost treasures and everything in the bottom of the oceans. As far as we know, they're still alive, aren't
they? Yeah, I think it's because it's obviously made from metal. Obviously, it says in here, due to the bacteria that's eaten away at the metal. Yeah, so with those pirate ships made of, like, obviously.
Yeah, I know, they would have been old wooden ones originally. Yeah. And built to not hit icebergs as well.
I
mean, obviously, different metals react differently with the salt water as well. We normally get the rust in general, but yeah, big steel ship. It's not going to last long, really. Well, it's over 100 years. It's had some good innings.
Yeah. I was going to say as well, also, obviously, the water was cold when, obviously, the Titanic hit the iceberg. They reckon it was -2 around those temperatures in the water.
Yeah, so because the ocean is raising its own temperature over the years.
Yeah,
it probably is speeding up the deterioration of the ship as well.
Obviously, going back to submarine, obviously, they ain't got long left. And they only did have the Titan submarine. It was the only one set to go this year to explore the Titanic.
Yeah, which it was because there was an open window with the weather.
And they reckon that would have been the only one that would have managed this year to get out and view the Titanic.
Yeah, which leads on to some of the interesting facts that we've seen about this Titan submarine now then. So, as a brief introductory timeline, so on Sunday, 8 a.m, that was when they were aimed to start. It was actually 12 p.m. when the submarine started off on what should have been a two-hour descent to the Titanic wreck, nearly 4,000 metres below sea level. But 1 hour and 45 minutes into it, that's when it's lost communication. So 2 hours descent, have a mooch around, and then 2 hours back up. So that should have been 7 p.m. when they've re-emerged, but it hasn't come up.
Yeah.
So the first red flag going off of that timeline really is an hour and 45 in, they've lost communication. So what we've seen, that they've set sail on their own in the submarine, and they've been on their own the whole way. So straight away you think, why isn't it more regulated, like a normal diving session, or any of these other like one-man submarine missions where there's a physical ship that gets them to location and then they descend from the ship. So that's a...
Because it just makes sense, because obviously if something was to go wrong, you're on the spot. You can tell people where your location is.
Yeah, and it's an easier way to have the communication. Now, I guess they probably wouldn't be able to have, I don't see why not, but there could have been a cable directly linked to the submarine to go down to the 4,000 metres. Or if not a physical connection, they could have easily dropped a probe of some sort, at least halfway down, that could still have the communication. But obviously, because they didn't have a ship, they haven't even got any of those intact for it. And then looking into it as well, so the submarine was only controlled by a Logitech controller, which is for video games, so it's a more of an old school PC game controller. What I see, no one really uses the Logitech brand these days. There was no regulatory authority that verified any of the safety features or anything of the actual submarine. And its tracking device was an Apple AirTag, which is around £35. So fair enough, these AirTags can pinpoint your position, you know, pretty much anywhere on the earth. But there's no other submarines.
Yeah, when you've got that much pressure around it.
Well, submarines that actually have people inside. This was apparently the only submarine that can go that deep. All the other submarines that have been down are unmanned ones, so robots, essentially. They're just controlled from a computer somewhere, usually from a ship that's 4,000 metres above. So, why the thought an AirTag would be able to pick up so far down? So, it's probably as they've got hour and 45 minutes since they've lost communication, so they're probably about 3,500-ish metres down at that point, and it can't pick it up. Now, just for some clarification, that deep down in the ocean, there's no sunlight, and it's that dark, even with the torches that they would have had on there, the light would only, you'd only be able to see the light about 20 metres away. So, if the light can only get 20 metres, why did they think that the satellite signal get further down than that?
It's
a satellite that's in the sky that's trying to track it. It makes me laugh, because the more I think about it, this billionaire who's created this submarine and thought about this magical exploration.
So he's the one that created it and then went on it?
So it was just his idea. And obviously there was they were all wealthy, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they had to pay $250,000. I don't know if that was dollars.
I believe it's dollars paid, yeah, but a quarter of a million either way they've had to pay to be a part of this unfortunate mission, which it is crazy. I mean, I get it, it's history, and no one else is really going to be able to see it, especially if it does deteriorate in a few years' time. But to pay that much money do something that it's just, it's never been tested out, let alone anyone else has done it. So why you'd want to be a part of that? Again, if it was, it's like if they were trying to send average people up to the moon, you've got to go through physical training. I don't know how much they've actually done.
Why would you put yourself in that situation without not being tested beforehand?
Yeah, And I did see at least one person pulled out of it as well, because he was concerned about the safety features. He wasn't happy with what he was seeing. So if one's doing it, why haven't the rest of them done it? I see the glory of it.
If
it comes off and you go down in history, but they're still going down in history for the wrong reasons now, which is a shame. It should have been done so much better. Why they haven't actually, just put these features into position? Why has someone actually allowed this to happen when there wasn't an actual governing body to say yes or no? From what I've seen as well, the US Marines or the Coast Guards knew within the 2 hours that it had already imploded.
Is that what they reckon happened today? Imploded straight away when he lost signal? That's when it's lost signal. Or did he lose signal, then travelled further on down, then imploded? Or has that not come out yet?
Yeah, so they're sending down some of these robotic submarines that can actually withstand this pressure. They've got to take pictures and CSI, get some evidence and try and puzzle it all back together. But there was one interview from a scientist that I've seen where he was explaining. So he worked for, I believe it was a university or a company, that they design and build submarines. So this submarine in particular, the Titan, was built out of carbon fibre. So the benefits of the carbon fibre are that it's lighter, cheaper material, but that's about it really.
Yeah. And so why would you want a cheap power?
Exactly. So every other submarine and ships really, they're all built out of steel or aluminium, which I know when you think of aluminium or aluminum for the American listeners, it's a thin material that we see as aluminium all the time, tinfoil as we call it in the UK. But when it's built properly, it's thick, it's strong. The steel is obviously thick, strong, durable, and the main benefits is so because of the temperature changing and with the pressure, the metal materials, they will expand and extract with the changes. So when you've seen it on the films, when they're going down in the submarines and stuff, and you hear the cracking, the creaking noises, that's because it's the metal moving.
Yeah.
And it's tightening itself up essentially. So even though the carbon fiber can do that, all it's had to have needed was essentially, as they've got by the Titanic, if they've slightly caught a part of the ship, or to be fair, even if a fish hit it hard enough, because it's under that much pressure already.
Yeah, it's so much strain onto it.
Yeah, that the carbon fiber just needs a little bit of a chip, and it's all going to implode. So for anyone that doesn't know, an implosion is the opposite of an explosion.
Yeah.
Which I know it sounds a bit obvious, but an explosion expands out, everything bursts from out just around. But an implosion, because all that pressure's around it, everything's shot inside.
Yeah.
And the water would have gone in, the oxygen wouldn't have even had a chance to escape. It's just imagine if you've got an empty bag of crisps in your hand, a full bag of crisps, and you're physically squashing
The best way I've seen it described is, imagine if you had an egg in your hand, in your fist, and you clenched your fist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of, what a way to go, don't I?
I mean, I suppose
it's instant, but
if it was the implosion, then yeah, it would have been instant. If it wasn't an implosion, then, they would have had, I believe it was, to 5 days worth of oxygen, which wouldn't have lasted long, and then with the panicking that would have happened, there would have been more hectic, they would have breathed a bit more heavily, it would have depleted faster, and there was no room to stand up and walk around.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I thought, if there was obviously still alive and he didn't implode and it was down there for like a number of hours or days, going to the bathroom.
Well, again,
because you've got to,
But yeah, it would have been double have had to gone for a wee and a poo. They probably would have been sick and that as well due to the pressure being underneath for so long. And potentially starved to death as well.
Yeah, that's true. I know we touched up on it, but I don't understand why there wasn't like a ship that went out to the location and dropped them from the location, just so if there was any trouble or just anything, there's someone over to, you know, is he wrenching back up? I don't know if it's called that.
Yeah, so again, if it was like what I alluded to with a physical cable connected just to it, they could have reeled them back
reeled
in.
Reeled them back in, sorry, so.
Like a big fish. But, so even still, so over 2.5 hours after they should have returned to the surface, that was when the Coast Guard and whoever had actually started looking for them.
Because it was in there for a while, even to journey south from descent to viewing if everything went all right and then back to like shore. I think it was over an hour trip.
Yeah, just so to get to the initial location,
There must have been something to pissing or something at least there. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, maybe they probably would have probably done a little bit of fasting or something, or I don't know, maybe had nappies on or something. It's something that
help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Can't say much about it. Well, anything about it, to be fair. I've seen preparations for it.
I've seen what it looked like. It was literally just that logic controller, a little panic bullet behind, and that was it.
Yeah, and
Just
a dome window to look at. You know, that must have been very optimistic to think that was going to be a good experience. I don't know why you'd want to put yourself through it, but say it's billionaires, they've got that much money. He obviously didn't want to buy a football club or anything, so he's decided to go for these experiments. It is a shame, but you know these people, it's self-inflicted essentially. I know we shouldn't say it negatively, but they have bought it on themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're cutting corners on carbon fibre.
Yeah.
You know, I know if I'm going somewhere and I'm a billionaire, like I'm not going to space. You know. And it's you know more about space than we do about. The bottom of the ocean, so
well, that's it, because I know the flat earthers won't believe it again, but there has been more space exploration than under sea. But at least when Richard Branson done it a few years ago with that space plane,
there's a few of them doing, because Amazon done it, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk has obviously turned it into like a prime,
he's
compared to the others,
he's gonna take it to the next level, I do believe. But at least with that, let's just say there was a Willy Wonka golden ticket style competition and you got the chance to go. There's already been years and years of
dummy runs,
it's happened so many times. So you've got a bit more faith. Yes, there's always the chance of something going wrong, but you can go out onto the street and potentially die anyway. The fact that there is no other submarines that have done it, built that way, even the weather conditions, there was only one open window for it in the whole of the year.
You're fighting against the odds just to get down there.
Yeah, it's just a full red flag just to start with, which it is a shame. It's as we say, it's rich people doing rich things. Yeah. I know I wouldn't want to drive a car that's not being tested or anything, you know, a new prototype. That's what they do, all these crash dummy tests and everything. But since they haven't done it with any of that, it is crazy.
I just can't believe they cut corners. I think.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to find out when it imploded. Did they have the 4 days? Did they have 3 days? Did they just. When the last signal the first time, you know, it'd be interesting to see actually when it actually imploded.
Yeah, I think there's, I imagine they're probably already writing it. There's going to be a movie. There'll no doubt be a Netflix documentary series about it as well.
Netflix are on that.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to watch that.
Yeah.
I love when they throw some conspiracy. There would be some conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised I haven't seen any yet. I've seen some of the stupid
things. If you wanted to get away, let's just throw a conspiracy out. If you wanted to get away, perfect way to do it. You know, if you think about it, we're selling sour love.
Oh, sorry, saying if this billionaire wanted to kill someone?
No, well,
or
if he wanted to
kill this billionaire.
Or run away himself, in terms of...
Oh, so he's faked his own death?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, that's a good
one. Think about it. Yeah. They've gone so far, because why would you travel so far? I mean, I know we've touched, you just get on a boat and drop you, but...
Yeah.
South from shore, boat picks you up, drop it, it's only implode. It's gonna...
For that to be a solid theory then, so inside of this, as all 5, 6 of them, however many it was, they're just toddling along, got above the Titanic drop zone, and then they've had a replica already, shattered pieces, dropped them down, and then they've dropped their
AirTag
as well.
Or they just got off their submarine onto a boat and just dropped that one there, knowing that it's going to implode, it's not going to survive. Obviously, they made it from that carbon fibre. Mm. They must have done some tests, so far down, it's showing signs. So, I don't know, just a.
Yeah, and then now they're on Epstein's Island there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the money.
Otherwise, one that popped into my head that I'm waiting to see something going out with is the Titanic's an alien. Space base, and so as they've got so close, they've just shot them with a laser or something, killed them that way. Or maybe it's the mer people that are down there just chilling and to see this submarine coming along, and they're like, hang on, that's not a fish. They go and like give a little twat and just kill them that way. Maybe, I've seen a lot of the memes. There was one where it's Tom Hanks dancing, and they're all, Tom Hanks ready to take that $1 million contract for Oscar award winning film or whatever, because he likes his Castaway style films. It's a shame that people do that, really. It's not so much of a laughing matter for it. But there's going to be a load of them coming out, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be funny to see if your one actually come out, because...
It'd be funny if this being there is running up a load of debt. Let's just say, because obviously, let's just say he's got himself into some trouble.
Yeah.
And put some money in an offshore account, maybe cash on a boat, on the boat, sink it, implodes, whatever.
Yeah, it'd be funny that would. Because I know someone did it years ago where... Basically, the chap done one on a little boat, and the wife claimed his life insurance, dead at sea, lost at sea, whatever it was. And then it was about 5 years later, it was found out that he'd just hid in the house, essentially, and they were living off his life insurance money. I don't know if he got any jail time or anything, but I mean, how can you think he can get away with it all? Because you can't stay in the house all that time. So obviously, after so long, he's gone wandering around again, and people are like, oh yeah, there's Jeff, whatever his name was.
The way I think that's come into my mind, because it's so outrageously stupid when you think about it. Like, even me and you just talking about it would have been like, I ain't going on that.
No.
Nothing about this, how it works. But I ain't jumping in a little tomb for 4 hours. To dive, an overnight hour trip. It doesn't make sense why you'd cocoon yourself for so long.
No. And with people that you don't know.
And when you're billionaires, where you've got unlimited resources. So it just, even if the boat didn't drop from the boat, you could have tugged it along the submarine.
The
submarine along. That's all why I'm thinking that. It just seems a bit too. Maybe is that just the world we're living in, where we think everything is not what it is?
But it should have been, you know, there's just a complete lack of common sense with it. There should have been a boat
more in place.
Taken there. Should have been more of a tracking device than just an Apple AirTag.
Even if they had a shadow boat, just in case something was to happen, just like sailed alongside them. I was gonna say, sailed alongside you.
Yeah.
And then just stayed, so if anything was to go wrong, you've got location.
Yeah, but even just the basic of it, where you come back up and then you're on the boat and you're just having a scran and you're having a good talk about it. You know, you're telling someone else straight away that wasn't down there with you.
You're not cocooned for so long, you're enjoyable, I suppose, looking forward to it.
You're in the submarine for less time then as well, so.
And then if you need to go to the bathroom, obviously, you want a bigger bow and everything.
Yeah, you're not holding it in for as long, so you're above the Titanic, you're down, 2 hours down, an hour mooch around, whatever it take, 2 hours back up, so 5 to 6 hours in the submarine, as opposed to, you know, it's probably like a 10-hour
fishing overall. Yeah, I think it was something like 4 hours there, 2.5 hours dive, an hour looking around or whatever it would have been, then 2 hours back up, and obviously 4 hours back, but, you know, that's a long time to go.
It is, and as I say, for it to have dragged on for as long as it did, when, from what I've seen, the Coast Guards and the Marines and whatever already knew, within hours of it losing signal, that there was no chance of finding it.
Yeah.
And I know that they've had to do the searches for them to try and find anything. From what I've seen, there was no signs of any bodies anyway.
Yeah, because I think when it implodes, you just basically, not evaporate, but because there's that much pressure, you just...
Yeah, they would have just been squashed into like a small ball and then essentially fish food for whatever aquatic life forms are down there, as I say. Don't know what people eat, to be honest. I imagine mainly fish, probably starfish, if there's crabs or lobsters or anything that deep, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll see David Attenborough with some cameras down there exploring at one point. Lead on to an ocean. What is it? Wet Planet, is it? It's his documentaries.
Oh, is it Blue Planet?
Blue Planet, that's it. Mostly a Blue Planet, Titanic version. He's had some good innings as well, really, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's doing well.
I can't imagine watching a show like that, you know, when it comes to animals and wildlife, without David Attenborough narrating it.
Yeah.
It's just like, he just wouldn't be the same. Nope. That's going to hit different when he goes, actually, and you watch him on without him talking over it.
I don't know who would do it, really.
No, because he does the Apple ones, the Jurassic, the BBC One show, he basically talks about dinosaurs now.
Was it Walking with Dinosaurs?
It could have been that,
yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw like a little clip, and it was just, I don't think the CGI was good enough for where it needed to be for it, really.
He pulled it along, though. He made it, he carried it.
Well, he would do, wouldn't he? So I think move on from this sad Titan story now, and got a bit of a rant to come out with now.
Go on, Jack.
You know me.
It's been a few weeks, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to slag off Sam Smith too much, going off that clip, which I'll insert here if I can figure it out. So,
I mean, if anyone hasn't seen it, he literally tries, he runs, he's got a costume on. I don't know what the costume is. You said it looked like a Ninja Turtle.
Saw it. I thought he was trying to dress up as one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But I also thought, I don't know if you remember the episode of Morphin Power Rangers, where Bulk and Skull pretend to be Power Rangers and they dress up in these stupid costumes, and you've got Bulk stretched out in this costume.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of that, trying to be the worst Green Ranger ever. And so, he tries to do
Like crowd surf.
I don't know what happened as he's jumped onto the crowd, whether they've actually caught him.
No, it looks like he's fell right to the floor and took a few people with him, because, you know, he's a big lad. And he's pretty tall as well. I think he's like 6'4", and he's 6'2".
So I'm not going to comment on that
I just don't know why he thought it could happen as well. Like, he didn't. I don't know if the people knew, because they all look like taken back of him just running and jumping.
Yeah, you know, surely he'd give a bit of a warning for it. But it's not like, so the crowd surfing was more from the scene of the rock music and like metal music, and that really wasn't it. So when someone's doing a generic pop song, you don't expect it to happen, would you?
Just looking for attention, I think.
Yeah, I know Katy Perry done it a few years ago, and she said it was the worst thing she ever done.
Yeah, I can imagine people grabbing her everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, there was people trying to slip a finger in and all sorts and that. So, as much as you're laughing, I wasn't there that day.
I could just imagine it like it's my only chance.
It would have been, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she, yeah. Yeah, wrong choice, but
yeah. So anyway, yeah, it wasn't that was gonna bring up really, but so Gabby Bunglehore.
Now, when I see Gabby Bunglehore, well, when I hear him on TalkSport, now for the American listeners, he's an older Premier League player. I always feel he just goes, he says stuff for reactions.
Yeah,
He says it for reaction. You don't mean it. That's the way he comes across to me.
Yeah, he's the same as a lot of these other pundits and like radio presenters that don't watch enough football to give opinions on all of them. You know, I'm not saying that I'll give enough, watch enough football to know everything that needs to be known. But he's come out, so while he's on TalkSport, he believes that he'd be worth $35 million on today's transfer market. Now, this man, as he retired at the age of 32, he'd only scored 86 times in 391 appearances. Professional appearances, 86 times.
So that's a goal like every three, less than that, more than that. It's the worst ratio than that.
Yeah, so I don't know. So, almost a goal every four games, roughly. And this is a striker.
Yeah, he had that one good season. I remember he had one good season where I think he scored like 16 or 17 Prem goals.
Yeah.
So if you take away that as well, it's just...
It's an absolute... Why are you so delusional to think that he'd be worth 35 million? Mm-hmm. So with today's market, so 35 million, it's a lot of money, but that's not money for a top tier striker.
No,
you know, I know that Man City got Haaland for a cheap price.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hidden fees with that. You know, his agents got 50 million. Dortmund would have got a backhander as well. And there'll be hidden costs. He'll be getting paid more, like bonuses and stuff as well. So exclude that out of the way. Darwin Nunez for Liverpool.
It was 86, wasn't it?
Yeah. So again, he didn't have a great season, though, but.
Yeah, we're talking like, you know, your top tier strikers, probably your mid tier strikers for 40 million.
Yeah. So for 35, 40 million, I'd be expecting Premier League goals 16 to 20.
Oh, I don't.
Because that's for a decent enough striker. Ivan Toner, he got.
Yeah, Ivan Toner's a really good striker, I think.
Yeah, and that was for Brentford. He got a good goal tally for last season.
But he's deluded though, isn't he, Gabby?
Gabby is absolutely...
I don't think he's be worth anywhere near that. Probably didn't he retire early as well? Like, no one wanted him, did they?
32.
He was overweight.
Yeah, he was overweight look after for a long himself. Time. He pretty much peaked that one season.
Yeah, that one good season.
After that, he went to his head and he stopped training properly, put on weight.
Yeah.
He had a loan at Watford's, and I don't know if it was Sheffield. Wednesday maybe, but yeah, he was
rapid and then he got heavy and obviously
yeah his pace went
just.
But yeah, so I'd laughed about that. Done my head in why he thinks he was as good as he claims to be, but it reminded me of when I met him years ago. So I was fitting a kitchen, the apartment that he, I don't know if he still lives there, but the apartment block he was living in at the time. I was fitting a kitchen in that same apartment, and I had my van parked a couple of spaces away from his Lamborghini, which was covered in dust. You know, he'd obviously bought it, parked it, and never drove
it. Yeah, hardly used it.
Yeah, so literally, because I did wipe my finger on it, and I was like, filth. The particular day that I saw him, so I've gone down to the van to get whatever out of it, bit of materials or a tool or something, and with the underground car, well, it wasn't an underground car park, it was under the actual apartments, but it was street level, and so there was like a gate on the street level so you could see into the car park or see out onto the street. So down at the van, and I've seen him walking past the gate on the street, and obviously I've clocked him. I was like, "You're all right, Gab?" And he's going, "You're all right, mate." And he's all smiles, thinking, "Oh, I've got a fan here." Now, the day before, he ran Saturday over Sunday, Billy got battered, which wasn't an uncommon thing back in the day. So he's all happy, thinking, "Yeah, this is great. This is
fan."
He's gonna want a signature or something. And I was like, "Played shit yesterday, didn't you, mate?" And if those gates weren't there, he would have swung for me. His face just completely changed. He told me to fuck off, which I just laughed at him. You know, he's an absolute muppet. And the fact that one of the weekends when we used to go to the clubs, I remember he's... Well, so I was walking along. I was probably just doing one of my usual ones. I got to the point where I just went to go home on my own. So I was walking along and this girl stopped me, trying to chat to me. She's like, "Do you know who I am?" Look, obviously not, no. So she was saying she's Gabby's baby's mama. And so she had his children. And she was trying it on with me, thinking that I was going to do it, or go back for or whatever. Wasn't going to happen. So the fact that his missus was always sleeping around as well. Well, he was probably doing it, to be fair. But yeah, how good he thinks he is, he's just absolutely off his rockers.
Yeah.
He's just, I can't believe he thinks he's as good as, he's never earned as much money as all these other people and that as well. That's why he's working for TalkSport now. And he just hasn't got a proper opinion. It's all, they're handed to him. So, same as Jamie O'Hara. It's the people in the back that are like, "Rob, you know, this is going to stir up, this is going to get some views and that."
Yeah.
I'd say probably the one few people that I do like on TalkSport, Laura Woods, she's all right.
She's leaving, actually.
Is she?
I
saw the one clip that was when they did the shows on YouTube and stuff. Someone rang up, I don't know, chatting something stupid, made a stupid comment. And as they put the phone down, she's going, "Oh, fuck off," like saying it to the other presenter, like, "You fucking stupid idiot." And she's like sticking her fingers up. And she looks up, realises the cameras are still on. And so she's like flapping it there. Alan Brazil, does he still do it?
I don't know. I don't really listen to it.
I haven't listened to it for a long time.
All I know is, obviously, I see the clips come up a lot. But I know she's leaving.
Yeah. McCoist, he was all right as well. Alan McCoist. Watch out, don't listen to any of them no more. They're just, some of them just badger on, and it's a lot of it's always one sided as well. You know, it's just they have their own opinion and they're not happy what fans think of or anything.
And that's the thing about football, and it creates opinion, and everyone's got an opinion on it, and everyone likes to tell you their opinion on it,
and the majority of it have to be yours. I mean, I don't care. It's a game that we're meant to enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, when you see all these bugs, the Zulus and all that, that still have to go to the games and have fights and that, it's just no need for it. But I'm looking forward to the games to start off again soon. It's horrible. You know, I've not watched any of the England games.
No, there'd be no point.
You know, the amazing 11 goals in two games against teams that, you know, you couldn't even point out on the map, could you, really?
Now, you'd think like a standard semi-pro team would give more to a North Macedonia game, if not beat them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw it the other week, Wrexham, that played against, I don't know if it was the USA Women's International team.
Oh, and the seven-a-side, the women's.
Yeah, so it was only a 40 or 45 minute game, and they backed them 12-0.
Yeah, 7-a-side, wasn't it? Yeah. And he weren't even Wrexham, it was the old Wrexham players.
Yeah, yeah. So
Ryan Corney was
So it's that kind of thing you expect. But it's just sad, guy. It's just boring football. I can't. And the fact that he still picks Harry Maguire. So he's played more minutes for England this year than he has for Man United. So how can he plan to still be picking a player that's on form when he hasn't been playing?
Yeah.
He's got his favourites. Again, Calvin Phillips. He's been pointed out to leave Man City this transfer window. But even he's come out and says, no, we've just won the treble, why would I leave?
Yeah.
And he's just made next to no appearances all season either, but he still gets straight into the team. Maddison as well, not had a good season. Walks into the England team. It's just too biased, it's to be fair, he always has been really, hasn't he? I remember years ago, James Beater, underrated, absolutely quality striker. And I think he only had one or two caps for England.
Yeah, and Kevin Phillips.
Kevin Phillips, absolutely fantastic he was. But especially when they were playing in the Championship as well, they were just on form, and if they would have been into the England team, they had all the bites, the passion, it would have been a lot better. I know there was strikers like Owen and out of the time, but I remember Heskey, when he wasn't on form, they could have easily walked in front of him, but they were playing them instead. It's a shame that international football is all that, really, because you don't have it with other countries. They play them on form, don't they? Italy, when they had their glory years, it was all players that were playing in Italy, and most of them were playing in the clubs together, so they knew each other. I think Wolves were trying to do that a bit with the majority Portuguese at one point, which he's done all right as well, hasn't he? Ruben Neves, going to
47 million, is it?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. He'll be, I haven't seen what he's going to get, but he'll be getting probably 25-30 million a year now. They're absolutely dominating it.
Because Kante went there as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's gone on a free.
How much is he?
He's getting 50 million.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've seen.
That's net as well. Saudi Arabia. Net. That's what you're taking, huh?
Uh-huh.
You just would, though, innit? Especially the people like Benzema, Ronaldo. 36, 37, 2 year, 3 year contract.
Yeah, so ridiculous. For 2 years, Ronaldo was getting, I believe, it was 197 million.
Every season or for the 2 years?
For the 2 years. I think Benzema was getting, I think his was 210 or 215 for 2 years as well. I know Messi was offered something stupid to go, but I know he had his debut, on his debut for Inter Miami, he had a good game. Because I didn't know their league was still playing. So it's literally he's left PSG, gone straight into that team.
Is he even playing?
He got two or three goals in his first game and a couple of assists as well.
Has he? I didn't even know he's even made an appearance.
Because it was literally he'd left PSG and it was 3 days later he was in the starting line and they played again.
Wait, are you getting confused with the clip? I've seen this clip where it's where Barcelona actually went to Miami and wearing a pink t-shirt.
Because
let me just check this, because I've never seen this. I don't even think they've unveiled him yet. Because I know they've signed Sergio Busquets now.
I've not seen that.
Let's have a look. Because I've seen a few fake things on that. Because I didn't think.
It probably is then, mate.
Because I thought he was with Argentina at the moment.
Yeah, it was before the Argentina games.
It's not coming up. I think
maybe it is then.
There's that thing, and there's been a few of them, because Barcelona done a pre-season game against Inter Miami, but the word when I had the pink third kit, so he looks like,
I can't even remember what the colour of the kit was on the clip that I saw, but it was on I know they never really the most reliable of sources, but it was Sports Bible.
Because
I remember clicking it and thinking, I didn't even know that the MLS was still playing. I never really look at any of their lot anyway.
No. Well, it's an interesting one, actually. It'd be interesting to see if that's the case. I haven't seen nothing about it, but I know I've keep seeing the fake ones for that come up as well.
To be fair, it's too easy to do all this the fake videos now, isn't it? There's been a TikTok account for a long while now, and he has the deep fake. He's got Tom Cruise on his own face, and he does the impressions, and that he just comes out with all sorts of nonsense. Because I think the same account does impersonations of others as well. But it just looks so realistic. It's ridiculous. I mean, he must look similar enough in general anyway. So I don't know if it's the same points, but you know, he's obviously got to do his hair the same way. And he's got to practice on facial features, like even the way he has like a bit of a crooked smile, and you know, just the mannerisms. Mm. You know, he's got to get them down to a T before he even has the deep fake. And the voice as well, to be fair. But yeah, just the fact that they've got that technology to just whack that image over. So I know because the technology's developed that quick, essentially in a few years' time, actors won't even need to be hired to make these films. They can just have like the stunt doubles or whatever.
Wait, so sorry, it's a, have you seen, have you heard where an AI does, so they have like, say, like Kanye West sing Thriller?
Yeah.
And other artists sing other, just through.
Yeah, there was a good one that I saw the other day. It was Elvis doing something. I can't remember.
So soon they won't need even artists to sing new songs.
There's a lot of them where it's the deep fake Arnold Schwarzenegger's face onto other characters in films and stuff, and then it's his voice on that as well. And therefore, no, because it's just, you know, you're expecting him to say get to the chopper and stuff, but it's not. He's doing. I don't know if one was Mrs. Doubtfire. One was Mrs. Doubtfire, and it's like, oh, hello there, children. But it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice on that one. And they're like, fucking, it's mad. You know, it's clever. Because all this ChatGPT and all that as well, the AI conversations, you know, I suppose we missed out on it, really. I know that there's kids that are using it to write their coursework and everything for school. We really missed out on that then, didn't we? Which I don't think they'd be able to find out. The teachers, I don't think they'd be able to find out if the children have actually cheated in that sense then. Because it's, you know.
Because now they wouldn't be able to tell, would
they? Oh, God, that's going to be mental, that is, isn't it? No. But saying that, they probably would know, because if the child's thick as fuck.
Yeah, and he comes out with this, like,
banged out his essay, or on Shakespeare or something. They're going to know it now. They're going to know. Madness. So I think, it's definitely the end of my rant. Gabby can fucking go suck another cock. Or taste it out of his missus. We'll leave it at that one for that.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
No more. Yeah, it didn't work.
It's the fact that that clip that I sent to you as well, it was the Bugs Life bit afterwards. Yeah. Trying to get the caterpillar on. Oh, God. Right, so bit of a shorter one today. We're busy. I've finished doing some grafting at Ashley's house. That's why I'm in my work clothes. Do try and make an effort sometimes. But, you know, in case you are watching on YouTube and you're thinking you've got paint on your shirts and stuff, because I've been painting, hanging radiators and whatever. So, as always, don't forget to like, subscribe. So, YouTube. It is Real Talking Pod. If you just type it in, Real Talking Podcast, Ash and JD, you'll see us there. Twitter, Ash and JD. I haven't even checked the emails this week. I apologise if anyone has sent any emails in.
I'll get them all sorted for the next. But also, just email him and we'll read them.
Yeah, it has been a long week. The heat hasn't helped. It's been another hot week again. I've got to drop the banner off, and then I've got to get on the beers. So, hope you've enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.